God bless you. Good morning, and thank you for always tuning in to listen to our podcast. I am your usual voice, Walter Sindaka. I bless God for your lives and thank you for always being there. It's the last month of the year, and we are grateful to God for you and for keeping you, preserving you, and making His glory be seen over your lives. I want to say that whatever you planned and you have not achieved from January to November, this December, the Lord grant you grace to achieve more in the name of Jesus. You are important to us, and we are grateful you are there. Today, I'd like to share with us 21 confessions you must do daily. What you say to yourself daily determines the structure and the fractions life will bring to you. What you say to yourself daily will determine how you face life. What you say to yourself daily will determine who you become in life. They will transform your life totally. And I'd like you to play them every day. Download this particular podcast and play it daily to yourself before you go out. In Deuteronomy 28:13, the Bible says, I shall be the head and not the tail. In life and destiny, I shall be above and not beneath. In Deuteronomy 30:19, I choose life, therefore everything about me shall live. I choose life, therefore everything about me shall live. Today the Lord shall open unto me His good treasures, and everything I touch shall be blessed. The heaven shall give rain to my hand, and shall give rain to my land, and shall give rain to my family. My endeavors in life and my endeavors in destiny shall be productive in their seasons. I shall not be last in life's placement. I shall be the first. I shall learn to many nations, and I shall not borrow from any. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 3, Bible says, I shall be blessed in the city and I shall be blessed in the field. Wherever I enter, the treasures of men shall follow me. The glory of the Lord shall attract good things to me. I shall never labor in vain in life and destiny. According to Deuteronomy 28 verse number 4, my going out and my coming in shall be blessed. I shall not go out in vain and coming in vain. I shall not go out empty handed and come back empty handed. I shall enter with treasures. I decree and declare that as I leave my home today and I return, I shall come with the treasures of the Lord according to His word. In Deuteronomy 28 verse number 6, when men shall know that I am called by the name of the Lord, they shall favor me. And wherever I enter, men shall know that the favor of the Lord has called me. The grace of the Almighty has ordained me. I am fruitful. I am multiplying. I have dominion. I am not dominated upon by any man. According to Genesis 1, 26 and 28, I am not dominated by any man, but I dominate every creature the Lord has created. Therefore, I speak life into my business. I speak life into my job. I speak life to my family. I decree and declare I dominate the affairs of destiny. I am the express image of God. I am created in His image and His likeness. I cannot be defeated by men. I am the delight of the Lord. I am not a biological error. I am a son, and my Father delights in me. I am full of joy. According to Nehemiah chapter 8 verse number 10, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. I am full of strength. I am a peculiar person. I have value. God loves me. 1 Peter 1:9. I have value. God loves me. I have value. God loves me. In John chapter 3 verse number 16, God loves me and no man can stop it. He loves me and no man can stop it. Of course, number 17, I'd like you to declare this, that my bread is blessed, my water is blessed, my going out is blessed. I am not sick. God has taken disease and affliction away from me. I am full of the glory of the Lord, and he that lives in glory cannot be a story of disdain. In Exodus 23 verse number 25, I am blessed. blessed in my bread, I am blessed in my water. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, in Matthew 8 17, Psalms 107 verse 20, in 3 John verse 2, I live in health. I live in physical health. I live in spiritual health. I live in emotional health. I live in financial health. I live in marital health. I live in revelational health. I live in relationship health. In the name of Jesus, all around me, everything I do is full of health. In Exodus 14, 14, I shall hold my peace and the Lord shall fight for me. Battles of life and destiny do not employ me as a fighter. I live as a more than conqueror because the Lord has fought for me. In Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19, my God shall supply all my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. In Philippians chapter 4, verse number 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Therefore, I decree and declare that this weakness in my body is not to cure me. This weakness in capacity and ability is not to cure me. It is a strength in disguise. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And number 21, according to Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, and I decree and declare that my life is not my own. Christ lives in me. Christ has his glory in me. He has his abilities imputed in me. I cannot be limited, not in scope, not in abilities, not in span, not in destiny. I decree and declare that today is a productive day for me, and my life is moving from glory to glory. I decree I have the joy of the Lord. I decree that my heart is forgiving men that needs forgiveness. I decree and declare that I am living in the realm of the spiritual, the supernatural. I decree and declare that from today I make that decision. My spirit shall not attract anything negative. I decree and declare that I'm living in the realms of joy and peace and unity with men and favor before God and men in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Make these declarations daily and see how God transforms your life and destiny. In Jesus' name. Please do well to share. And God bless you, because our podcast now are in 42 nations, 46 nations. And God bless you as you keep promoting them in Jesus' name. Amen.